Hey, Pat, good to be with you.
Very nice to have you with us. And I get it that everything is just, you're running around like a one-armed paper hanger. But I wanted to talk to you. The president just had this sit-down with Vladimir Putin, video to video. I just have this horrible feeling that we, the United States, came up on the short end of that stick.
Well, under Joe Biden, we always do, Pat. Time and time again, the projection of weakness by Joe Biden on the world stage means that Putin and Xi, the Taliban, all of our adversaries, they don't take Joe Biden seriously. They don't take America seriously. So we just went through this recently when the gas pipeline attack happened on the East Coast that really had devastating effects. It was by Russian hackers, and Joe Biden called Putin and said, "We're gonna, you know, how dare you guys? We're gonna go after you." And they never did anything.
Right.
So now we're going through this again, where Biden talks to Putin or talks to him virtually. It's the same thing over and over and over again. If Putin knows that he can get away with anything, then he's going to keep pushing and pushing because he knows Joe Biden's not going to fight back.
Yeah, well, when you're in the catbird seat like Putin is, if you can think you can get away with anything, that you also realize you can start getting away with everything. One of the headlines I saw coming out of a paper in D.C. said, in fact, that Biden gave Putin a toothless warning. In other words, it sounded good, but there's no teeth in our bite.
That's well put. The problem, though, is, you know, we all know Putin wants Ukraine, but Xi wants to fulfill his ultimate destiny, which is to take Taiwan back for China. So every time these situations happen, it's the world chessboard, and everyone's outplaying Joe Biden at this point. That's what's sad about this, because this was so opposite and so different when Donald Trump was in the White House. All of these adversaries feared and had a healthy amount of respect for America when Donald Trump was the president. Now it's just the opposite. So you've got Putin pushing to take over parts of Ukraine, and then you have Xi that's threatening to take over Taiwan at the very same time. So all of this is going on. It's dangerous. It's bad for America because it revamps the world order that puts America last, puts Russian and Chinese interests first, and Joe Biden is going along with it every step of the way.
Changing channels here just a bit. I know we're short on time. Dr. Amirova, who in fact was President Biden's nominee to be the comptroller of the currency, which is kind of a big deal, by the way, and she now has written the president saying, "I am writing to you today with a request to withdraw my candidacy from further consideration." When you have somebody that does that, and the testimony is just about to really get started for the position you're looking for, that tells you something was really bad wrong, and they thought it was all hidden in the background, but something's coming to light.
We've seen this over and over again with the Biden administration. What's funny about it, it's not really funny, but what's, I suppose none of us are surprised, is that when something like this happened when Donald Trump was in the White House, it was splashed all over the newspapers.
Right.
It led the evening news. The media doesn't cover it. And I don't know if you saw this story this week, Pat, about the Biden administration bringing in all their friends in the media and beating up on them and trying to push them to give more favorable coverage to the Biden agenda. Because the Biden administration has the media obviously in their back pocket. This is another example of it. You don't hear about stories like these about the dysfunction of the Biden administration, the infighting within the Biden White House, the dysfunction of the Biden team. This is another example of it.
2 minutes left. We're talking to Congressman Jim Banks from here at Indiana's 3rd. He's there on Capitol Hill getting ready to go in for votes, so I'm making this quick. Omicron, this is the latest version. Am I wrong? Let me just put out there what I think I know, which is scary. But Omicron is another variant of the virus that we've had, COVID-19. We've had COVID, then we've had Delta. Now we have Omicron. My understanding is it is not as potent. It is certainly not as sickly, that people that get it don't seem to have as many problems. We don't see the hospitals filling up because of it. Is this maybe a blessing? Because supposedly this one moves rather rapidly, which means more of us can get it, but not get sick because it's not that virulent an illness. Would this maybe help us, from what you've heard, to maybe actually get herd immunity faster?
I don't know. I mean, what I do know is that they really overplayed this variant. They talked about how deadly it was going to be. There were threats about more shutdowns, and you know, the mayor of New York City was shutting down and preparing for it. The Biden administration is making a big fuss about it. Even some Republicans here and there were crying out about it. And now I've seen a couple of stories this week that downplay it. Say, oh, it's not as bad as what we thought it was.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the bottom line, Paz, there's always going to be another variant. They're going to play this game over and over again. And the reason why I believe is because these Democrats want to keep America shut down. They don't want America to go back to normal because they don't like America to begin with. They want to fundamentally change and transform America, and the only way to do that is to keep America shut down so that they can advance and push their radical socialist agenda. So I'm not surprised that there's always another variant. Every week we're going to hear about another variant. They're going to overplay it. The media is going to shout about it. And then when it comes down to it, it's not going to be as advertised.
Third District Congressman Jim Banks, I know we covered a lot, three big topics pretty quickly, but I promised your people I would have you out. I know you've got to get back to the floor for some pretty important votes coming up. I appreciate you letting us move you a day sooner, as tomorrow and Friday we have our phone-a-thon for Penny Pitch for Gigi's Playhouse. I appreciate you being flexible. Thanks for some good information. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good day.
Podcasts by Federated Media.